Hello there, this is Evie and you're listening to the podcast Let's Reflect on That. This is episode 5 and we're talking about the 5 benefits of living with purpose. You might think, well, yeah, doing something with meaning is always better. I already knew that, duh. But I think we often forget the important things in life and we get carried away with daily stressors or global pandemics or whatever else is happening in your life, and it often distracts you from who you are, what are you doing here, and why are you doing what are you doing. So I thought that giving you 5 clear benefits of living a life with purpose might encourage you to find your purpose in life. And, well, it seems worth trying at least. So stay tuned. Before we get into those 5 main benefits of living with purpose, which, by the way, you can find right away if you look at the timestamps in the description. But yeah, before we get into the details, it is worth elaborating on what does it mean to live with purpose. Living with purpose goes hand in hand with mindfulness and self-awareness. Because how could you be doing anything on purpose if you're not mindful of your behavior, right? So floating around like a free electron might bring you some interesting places, but as the cat from Alice in Wonderland says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So simply said, living a life without having a direction is very close to a simple existence. Which means that you allow life to happen to you and you don't happen to life. Whether this is a good or a bad thing depends on you, but here we're discussing purpose. So if leaving the world a tiny little better or different behind you is somehow important to you, then being mindful of your words and behaviors is your first step to living with purpose. Now let's go back to the self-awareness. See, without being aware of who you are, it is hard to know your strengths and weaknesses, right? Well, if you don't know your strengths and weaknesses, then how are you supposed to provide value? Because living with purpose basically means you provide some value. There is a reason for your existence that goes beyond the bare surviving or the bare, well, I was born anyway, so I might as well try to eat and drink and sleep for as long as possible. So yeah, to bring value, you need to use your strengths and to tame your weaknesses. As Jace Shetty wrote in his book, Think Like a Monk, which is a fantastic book, by the way, he said, you cannot be everything you want, but you can be everything you are. And this is such a simple yet hard to follow concept, because you are born, which is already a miracle, and everybody who understands a bit of biology knows that. But we are surrounded by so much exposure to others, which makes us constantly compare ourselves with what others do and with their success and with their strengths. And this can be overwhelming, and we all sometimes just forget our own power, our own magic. And see, if you do spend time to be aware of who you are, you will find your positives, your strengths. And the more you develop them and the more you explore who you are, the better you will become. And also you increase the number of tasks that you're good at. And then you have a bag full of qualities that you can use to live a life with purpose. Now, the third main ingredient to a life with purpose, and some of you have already guessed it probably, is being useful to others. See, it is very hard to find a way to have purpose if you don't make anything or anybody a bit better. The main ways to bring purpose are to entertain, to teach, to heal, or to support. And they're all equally important. And actually, oftentimes, they come together in a way, in one way or another. Let's give some examples. If you like traveling and you create a blog to share experiences and best places to visit, this is education. If you like to paint and you create beautiful portraits that make people stop and appreciate beauty, this you may say it's entertainment. If you're raising a child and, well, then you're responsible for another creature and for their survival and well-being, this is support. And if you're somebody who makes another person healthier, physically or mentally, this is healing. See, whatever your purpose is, there needs to be a receiver. Otherwise, you are only existing for yourself. And this, again, is not much different than the simple existence. Existence is totally fine. Actually, any life choice is totally fine. Well, of course, as long as you're not purposefully hurting other creatures, right? But we do talk about purpose here. And for that, to summarize, you need mindfulness, self-awareness, and a receiver who benefits from your actions. And by the way, last comment here, a receiver could be a tree. But, well, once you start helping the nature, you'll quickly realize that all humans benefit from that as well, because we all need nature to survive. So even if you're just helping a thing, not a human, you're actually indirectly helping humans as well. All right, so let's go to the five benefits of living with purpose. Benefit number one, life is never boring when you have your whys. Knowing why you're doing what you're doing means you have reason to keep doing it, right? And no matter what you're doing, the more you do it, the better you become. And the better you become, the higher chances you have to come up with new ways of doing it or new ways to use it. So basically, having your whys for an activity helps you stay with the activity for longer. And this brings new opportunities. So you're never bored. Two. Life is not a chore when you have aligned your whys with your values. One of the most incredible feelings is waking up excited about going to work because you have created a life where you want to do what you're doing for a living. And what you're doing for a living matches what you would have been doing even if you already had enough money, right? And yes, I know this sounds super idealistic, but even if you have your activity with purpose, let's say only on the weekends, well, then your job is not a chore anymore because your daily job is a provider. It serves a purpose to allow you to put your values into a behavior that brings purpose to you during the weekend. Benefit number three, you cannot be taken advantage of if what you do has meaning to you. Long story short, you're always on the winning side, even when it doesn't look like it, when what you do mirrors your values and strengths. But all right, maybe this one needs elaboration. The feeling of being taken advantage of stems from somebody using you for their own benefit without providing anything back to you, right? Well, if what you do, let's say it is creating videos, if what you do makes you feel fulfilled, then creating an extra video for somebody who wasn't really grateful about it wasn't all that bad. Think about it. You just had the opportunity to create one more thing, maybe with a content that you normally never use. And yes, in the end, you receive nothing, at least nothing from that person. But you did receive something. You received personal satisfaction because making videos makes you fulfilled. And you practiced and maybe learned a lesson about communication and setting boundaries so that next time you make a video for somebody else, you will set the details up front better. So does this sound as something terrible and really being taken advantage of, does it sound as bad as when you are doing something you already don't like doing, and on top of that, somebody takes advantage of your time and effort without compensation? No, right? It's just not the same. Because when you do something for external reward, let's say money or approval, and you don't receive that reward, then you experience anger, disappointment, and oftentimes regret. When you do something for internal rewards, such as satisfaction, fulfillment, living with purpose, then all external rewards are bonuses. Yes, of course, those bonuses are very important because, well, most of us still need money to pay bills. But when your main reason for doing something is because it makes sense to you, then even bad experiences are not all that bad and definitely will not demotivate you altogether. When you live with purpose and experience any setback, well, this setback is still unpleasant, but it doesn't depress you. When you live without purpose, setbacks will happen too, but living a life that doesn't make sense to you and having to deal with bad experiences, see, this can be very depressing. Benefit number 4, being busy with something that makes sense to you is fun, not draining. Becoming better at something that gives you a sense of purpose means that you reach more people who often want more from what you're doing already. And this appreciation feeds your motivation to keep doing more of it. See, when you do something that doesn't make sense to you and you become better at it, then being offered more projects or more money does not necessarily mean that you want to do more of it. Think about all those people who are getting promoted but continue to be depressed and feel lost in their lives. Becoming better at something that doesn't give you purpose is not much different than adapting to an ill society. Yes, we are better at performing a certain behavior after a long period of time practicing it, but is that something good? Not always. However, when you have found your way to contribute to the people around you, then becoming better and busier with this activity never feels depressing. It surely makes you feel tired sometimes. It surely exhausts you, especially when it doesn't work out well, regardless of your efforts, of course, and good intentions. This is just normal, but it does not depress you. Not every setback is a bad thing. Some of our failures teach us valuable lessons, but when a setback happens during a behavior you didn't want to do in the first place, then it is similar to when you're dating somebody that is absolutely not at your level, according to your own perspective, and yet they reject you. Well, this hits different, doesn't it? And finally, the 5th benefit of living with purpose is that it makes you less afraid of dying. Because the more value you provide, the less you worry that you'll die before you left something valuable behind you. And if you feel satisfied with your life, then you're not so frightened to die. And when you're not afraid to die, then this allows you to enjoy being alive even more. This was all for today. I hope it made you think and consider what and how you can change in your life to bring more purpose in it. Leave a comment if you want to share your thoughts, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.